Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
What are you having at?
You and your buffoonery.
It's endless. It's endless. So why do you cheat? Is there something specific?
No, it's just
recently.
It's just constant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's part of my personality.
And you pass it down from generation to generation because of what your son did.
Yeah, it certainly is. We're all very charming in our buffoonery.
You are.
All right, so why do cheaters cheat? Cassie.
I saw this comment on our Bert Show Facebook page, and it struck a chord with me because I think everyone knows that cheating feels like a huge betrayal, but not everyone really understands the mechanics of why people cheat. And I genuinely think there are people who are just sleazy D-bags who will cheat on you. But then there are other people, and I'm not saying it's right, but who will step out for the wrong reasons. And it doesn't make you a bad person. So Lori Goddard, one of our listeners, posted on Facebook, y'all need a segment with the voice disguiser to have cheaters explain why they cheat. Like, if you want to sleep with someone else, don't be in a relationship. Why not just be with whoever you want versus locking into a relationship when you don't want to be monogamous? And I would love to hear from cheaters. Like, if you're married or in a relationship now and you're cheating on your partner, whether you're a man or a woman, we have a voice disguiser. You can stay anonymous, but I would love to know the why. Why are you cheating? Is it because you fell in love with someone else and you don't want to crush your significant other's heart? Is it you're not sure about your life? Are you just the kind of person who feels like you're supposed to be monogamous, but you want to sleep around and you don't know how to reconcile that? I'm curious.
Let me get phone number out real quick. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So what Cassie is asking, just look, you're going to be completely anonymous, but what was the reason why you stepped out of your relationship? We're not going to judge. Just trying to compile a list. Maybe it'll be helpful for somebody.
Yeah, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And I promise this is not a setup.
Or is it?
Or is it? Yeah, I know y'all listen to the show. We do a lot of cheating, busting segments on the show. This is not one of them. We will use the voice. You can change your name. We will use the voice. You don't even have to be currently cheating. You could have like been the cheater in a past relationship. But yeah, I think Lori poses an interesting question just to like to really get into the why. Mm-hmm. Ask somebody who's cheated.
I think some of it is ego. When you're looking at it at a guy's standpoint, I've known guys that are pretty happy in their marriages. This is not going to help women at all. But it was the thrill of the chase. So if they were out on a trip or something like that, just to know that they still had it. And at least for my dad, I remember him telling me time and time again that he could separate the physical from the love that he had for my mom. This was not good for our relationship, by the way, when he confessed all this to me. But he used to say that, yeah, I could, you know what? Your mom, I love your mom. I love your mom. And those women have nothing to do. He could separate the two.
There's the Ashley Madison documentary that's out. I think it's on Netflix, if I remember correctly. Uh-huh. And there is a man on there. This couple is very, like, they put it all out there because it was all about the Ashley Madison hack when all those people got outed. Uh-huh. And for those that don't know, Ashley Madison, a website where people go to have extramarital affairs. And he basically said that, yes, he was he loved his wife. He had kids. He had a great life, but he was bored out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't the life that he had anticipated for himself. And he needed to add excitement. And the affair was the excitement.
Here is Wanda on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so was this you that cheated or was this your significant other that cheated?
Well, I've been married 3 times, so it was both.
Well, we only want to talk to the cheater.
And then
I
cheated.
You cheated. Okay, and what was the reason for that?
I think it was neglect, just not being present, not being in the marriage, not doing the things that, you know, they initially did when they courted you in the beginning. And so got into the workforce and started with work events, and before you knew it, I was already knee-deep into it. Enjoying the attention.
Yeah, I've heard this a lot from women, and I've heard this from one of my best friends was a personal trainer, and he said the easiest targets for him to have sexual relationships with were married women, because they come into the gym, he's complimenting them all the time, he's got his hands on them, and their husbands have not been very affectionate. Pays them a couple of compliments and it's done. It was an affair, easy to happen because women felt so neglected.
That's kind of sad.
It is.
Yeah. It is sad.
Wasn't for him. Michelle, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. So when I started this relationship, I was polyamorous, which means that I believe we can't find ourselves a partner in one person. And the person that I started dating said they were monogamous, said they were polyamorous. And then as time has gone on, they began to demand monogamy from me, despite the fact that I'm polyamorous. And so I do believe that some people who cheat are just wired to have more than one partner. Mm. And so that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I think the bigger issue here for you, Michelle, because I think that's just a very narrow amount of people probably listening that are in these kind of relationships. But what I'm hearing is the real issue is he or she was trying to make you something you're not. Mm. This was your DNA. This was your circuits. And you tried. And that's just not who you are.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I appreciate you listening. Here's Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on the Voices, guys. Why'd you cheat?
Just needed some attention, not feeling very wanted in a relationship.
Did you have, like, before you just resulted in cheating, did you have those conversations with your significant other that you felt neglected?
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think a lot of people want to ask, like, why not just leave the relationship when you feel that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
Well, I know, but I think that's what it seems like a lot of people ask.
Julie on the Voice Disguiser, she is willing to tell us why she cheated. Hey, Julie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You are the perkiest cheater I've ever heard.
Well, I love you so much, so I'm just going to say that.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Mine is a dopamine rush, like a rush of excitement and, just that. Somebody special that's paying attention to you. And I've actually been doing it since 2006. And we're both married. We both have families. I actually moved clear across the country, and I still talk to him. And when I go back home to visit family, I will see him. But he said, you know, you drug my heart clear across the country, but neither one of us want to leave our spouses. We just love talking to each other and being together when we can.
Now, you said you have had this relationship since 2006, correct?
Correct.
Is it safe to say that the symptom of him not paying attention is pretty clear, because he has no idea you've been having this affair since 2006. Anybody paying attention should be able to see those signs, right?
Well, I can't say that my husband doesn't pay attention to me. I love him so much, and we're a great team. It's just he has a different work schedule. But I have to tell you, just recently, he found out I was talking to him, but he thinks because we live so far away now that I was just talking to him. So he did confront me this past weekend about it.
And under no circumstances are you thinking about coming clean with him?
I just said I talked to him, because that's really pretty much all we do is now we just talk.
Now.
But before, it was hot and heavy for sure.
Gotcha.
And, but he knows that too. Like, my husband knew that I was
with that guy before, and, you know, at different times in our marriage, I didn't get married till I moved to South Carolina, so that was in 2013. But before that, you know, we were off and on boyfriend and girlfriend, but I was seeing the married guy. So he knew that I was seeing him at times, but he didn't know this whole time that I've been, you know, talking to him.
Okay.
Seeing him.
All right, so here are most of the answers that are coming in.
And did you notice that once we got one person on the line, everybody felt comfortable to call up?
Oh my God, there are plenty of cheaters just like me. Nah.
I think it's cathartic too.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So most are saying the same thing here that I have on hold, and I'll let Macy represent the masses. Hey, Macy, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I actively cheat on my husband because I have a son pre-marriage, and he fathers him because his father's a piece of Sorry.
Anyways.
No, hold on. Stop. It took her, when you dumped her, it took her off The Voice Disguiser.
Oh.
Then you're good. You're good. I covered it up. I promise you're good.
That was God.
Okay. Anyways, pre-marriage child, he takes care of him. He doesn't make me happy, but he makes my son happy. So I stay with him and I cheat on him.
So most people were calling up saying they don't make me happy. They just don't make me, I'm not happy. And I saw this video a couple of days ago that really struck with me. And it just said, you have to choose your partner every single day.
Mm.
If you are, I mean, it's tough, right? Relationships are hard. Marriages are hard. You have to choose to stay in that every single day. And not every single day you're going to be happy.
And then, Mo, your question, because then, yeah, the next question, so you're not happy. The next question, like you said, was, then why don't you leave? And in her instance, it's because he's so close with their son.
So I think
yeah. Everybody's going to have their own unique reasoning for staying.
Exactly that.
This is The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.